pleased smile I may keep on, ever and ever yet the verses owning, as first I here and now, signing for soul and body, set to them my name, Walt Whitman. Inscriptions. One's self I sing. One's self I sing, a simple, separate person, yet utter the word democratic, the word en masse. Of physiology from top to toe I sing, not physiognomy alone, nor brain alone is worthy for the muse. I say the form complete is worthier far, the female equally with the male I sing. Of life, immense in passion, pulse, and power, cheerful, for freest action formed under the laws divine, the modern man I sing. As I pondered in silence, as I pondered in silence, returning upon my poems, considering, lingering long, a phantom arose before me with distrustful aspect, terrible in beauty, age, and power, the genius of poets of old lands, as to me directing like flame its eyes, with finger pointing to many immortal songs, and menacing voice, "What singest thou?" it said. "Knowest thou not there is but one theme for ever-enduring bards? And that is the theme of war, the fortune of battles, the making of perfect soldiers." "Be it so," then I answered. "I too, haughty shade, also sing war, and a longer and greater one than any, waged in my book, with varying fortune, with flight, advance and retreat, victory deferred and wavering, yet methinks certain, or as good as certain at the last, the field, the world, for life and death, for the body and for the eternal soul. Lo, I too am come, chanting the chant of battles. I above all promote brave soldiers." In cabined ships at sea. In cabined ships at sea, the boundless blue on every side expanding, with whistling winds and music of the waves, the large imperious waves, or some lone bark, buoyed on the dense marine, where joyous, full of faith, spreading white sails, she cleaves the ether mid the sparkle and the foam of day, or under many a star at night. By sailors young and old, haply will I, a reminiscence of the land, be read, in full rapport at last. Here are our thoughts, voyagers' thoughts. Here not the land, firm land, alone appears, may then by them be said. The sky o'erarches here. We feel the undulating deck beneath our feet. We feel the long pulsation, ebb and flow of endless motion, the tones of unseen mystery, the vague and vast suggestions of the briny world, the liquid flowing syllables, the perfume, the faint creaking of the cordage, the melancholy rhythm, the boundless vista and the horizon, far and dim, are all here, and this is ocean's poem. Then falter not, O book, fulfill your destiny, you not a reminiscence of the land alone, you too as a lone bark cleaving the ether, purposed I know not whither, yet ever full of faith, consort to every ship that sails, sail you. Bear forth to them folded my love. Dear mariners, for you I fold it here in every leaf. Speed on, my book, spread your white sails, my little bark, athwart the imperious waves. Chant on, sail on, bear o'er the boundless blue from me to every sea this song for mariners and all their ships.